Many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jawachong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 20, 14 to 21. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14 to 21. Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom, saying, "This is what your brother Israel says. You know about all the hardships that have come on us. Our ancestors went down into Egypt, and we lived there many years. The Egyptians mistreated us and our ancestors, but when we cried out to the Lord, he heard our cry and sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. Now we are here at Kadesh, a town on the edge of your territory. Please let us pass through your country. We will not go through any field or vineyard or drink water from any well. We will travel along the king's highway and not turn to the right or to the left until we have passed through your territory." But Edom answered, "You may not pass through here. If you try, we will march out and attack you with a sword. The Israelites replied, "We will go along the main road, and if we or our livestock drink any of your water, we will pay for it. We only want to pass through on foot, nothing else." Again they answered, "You may not pass through." Then Edom came out against them with a large and powerful army. Since Edom refused to let them go through their territory, Israel turned away from them. My theme for reflection is finding God's way in rejection and resistance. Finding God's way in rejection and resistance. In Numbers 20, 14 to 21, we see Moses reaching out from Kadesh to the king of Edom, asking if the Israelites might pass through Edom's territory. Moses stresses their family ties and shares the hardships they have endured since leaving Egypt. Yet the king of Edom doesn't just say no. He reinforces his borders with a strong military to ensure the Israelites can't enter. This moment is packed with deeper meanings and provides much to ponder about. When Moses and the Israelites are turned away despite their peaceful intentions and shared ancestry, it reflects a common experience in life. Sometimes, even with the best intentions and the right connections, we face rejection. This story is a reminder that not every path is open to us, and not everyone will help us even when we expect them to do so. It pushes us to think about how we react when faced with roadblocks. Do we give up in anger, or do we find another way, holding on to our principles and goals? Moses tries to negotiate, highlighting the Israelites' suffering and pleading for passage on the basis of family ties. This underscores the value of peaceful negotiation. However, the Edomite king's refusal shows that diplomacy, while essential, doesn't always work. Sometimes our efforts to persuade others don't succeed. And we need to be ready for that, looking for other ways to achieve our objectives without sacrificing our values. Despite this refusal, the Israelites don't force their way through Edom. They respect the king's boundaries, demonstrating resilience and a respect for authority and limits, even when they seem unfair. This teaches us about the strength needed to honor others' decisions and to keep pursuing our path, even if it leads us on a longer and tougher journey. This incident might also be viewed as part of God's larger plan. The longer route around Edom, though more challenging, could have been intended to prepare the Israelites differently for the future. This offers us comfort and challenges us to trust in God's greater plan, especially when our immediate plans are frustrated. My dear friends, from this passage we can learn that facing rejection or closed doors isn't necessarily a sign of God's disapproval or our own failure. Instead, it is a call to trust in God's broader plan, to be patient, and to find strength in tough times. We should also think about how we handle obstacles. Do we push through aggressively, or do we look for peaceful solutions while respecting others' boundaries? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you typically respond when your well-intentioned plans are thwarted? Reflect on a time when a no led you to a better or unexpected outcome. What might God have been teaching you through that experience? Number two, considering the story of Moses and the king of Edom, what does this passage teach us about the importance of respecting others' boundaries and even when they conflict with our desires? How can this principle be applied in your personal or professional life? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the journey you have laid out for us, even when the path takes unexpected turns and our plans are met with resistance. Teach us to see your hand in every detour and rejection, trusting that you are guiding us towards your divine purposes. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.